I had my children on the floor. I was on my favourite blanket that my grandmother gave me on the floor like a cat.
And I realised in that moment the potential of what our bodies can really do as women.
Like, I could feel his head. I could do my own internal, like, yeah, his head, I could feel it.
I was in tears. I was just in tears and overwhelmed with gratitude.
Hi, and welcome to the Natural Birth Podcast, the podcast that is bringing embodied birth wisdom from women from all over the world sharing their natural birth stories. Don't forget to subscribe and download so that you can always have access to these empowering and positive natural birth stories. Hi, my name is Anna, also known as the Spiritual Midwife, and I am the Natural Birth podcast host. I'm a midwife and a childbirth educator, and I assist women in optimizing their chances of having an empowering and natural birth experience and a nourishing and healing postpartum. I offer holistic birth preparation and postpartum online courses worldwide for the conscious mama wanting to prepare emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually for her birth and for her postpartum. And if you want to know more about me and what I do in the world, then visit me at thenaturalbirthcourse.com. If you had a natural and empowering birth experience that you would like to share with the world, then you can email me at annathespiritualmidwife@gmail.com, and maybe your story will be featured on the Natural Birth Podcast. Now let's dive into today's episode. Today we have Kristin. Kristin is originally from Sweden, actually from a little village where my father is from called Gislaved. It's such a small world, isn't it? However, she is now living in Queensland, Australia with her little family of two babas and her partner in a mobile home on wheels. And today we will hear about how she actually found a home birth midwife even before she conceived her first baby. And then how she had a long labor at home with her first and then another long labor in her little mobile home on wheels. And we're going to hear about how she coped with this really long labors due to posterior babies and how she found them empowering and positive. Curious about Kristin? Find her on Facebook as Kristin Sherdin. Hi, Kristin, and welcome to the Natural Birth Podcast. How are you today?
Hi, Anna. Thank you. I'm very well, thank you. Having a nice, relaxing day, as relaxed as you can be with two little ones, I guess.
Yeah, with your two little ones. Beautiful. Well, I can't wait to hear about your two natural birth stories. I know that the first baby was a home birth and the second was born in a tiny little house on wheels, which is pretty special, both with midwives attending. So can't wait to hear about your stories. Let's dive straight in, shall we? Please tell us about your first natural birth in your home in Brisbane.
Yes, sure. Let's do it. So my first little girl, she took her time. Well, they both did. She was born at home in Brisbane, where we rented a house with two midwives as a support. And even before falling pregnant, I decided to look for a midwife just to really bring it in and manifest a home birth midwife, because I knew that's what I wanted.
Wow. So you kind of knew before getting pregnant that you wanted to become pregnant, you wanted to have a home birth. So even before you felt pregnant, you were searching for a home birth midwife. Wow. That's amazing. So why did you want to have a home birth? Let's start there. I want to know.
It's the best and most beautiful place for a baby to be born, I would say. Mm. Like, I just imagine myself thinking, if I could choose my birthplace, where would I have chosen? a hospital or a home. And a home where you're surrounded by the people that you have chosen, that you feel loved and supported from, and you're in your home surroundings where you feel calm and happy, and you have everything you need because you know where everything is, and you're at home. It's your home. It's not someone else's home.
Beautiful.
Well, a hospital isn't a home at all. It's not sterile. So that was one of the big reasons. And then also, a home birth is more on the mother's and the baby's terms, rather than being on the hospital's policies or timeframes or things like that. It's more natural focused and just trusting the process, trusting the body, trusting the baby and the capacity of the body. That was the main thing, because I knew it's a natural, completely natural thing. And if for some reason, of course, there would have been something, a high risk pregnancy or anything like that, I would, of course, go to the hospital. I had the hospital as a backup plan, of course. But if nothing was going to come our way, the home is the most beautiful place to be.
Beautiful. So it sounds like you had done some research around that. You sound very...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, very... like you knew what you were getting into and the options that you had.
Yeah. Really strongly believe that it's very important to be informed and educated and knowing what choices you have, because a lot of people don't even know that they can have a home birth. It's like, oh, wow, can you actually do that?
Yeah.
Like, yes, you can.
Oh, gorgeous. Okay. So before you got pregnant, you had already found a midwife, had you, or...
Yes, I did.
Oh, I love that. So you found the midwife first and then you got pregnant.
And then I found the baby. Awesome. Then the baby found me.
Oh, yes, of course. So let's dive into the actual birth story. I'd love to hear about your first labor and birth. Tell us about the early signs of labor approaching.
Yes. So at 41 weeks, I woke up early morning and woke up of some sort of feeling, and that my mucus plug or something like that. I didn't know what it was. First time mom, first labor, I had no idea what was going on early on. So I contacted my midwife straight away. And after that, we kept in contact. So she just said, this might be the start. It might not. Let's see what happens. I'll come by in the morning. So I tried to fall back asleep.
Did you have any contractions at this point, or was it just the mucus plug coming out?
At that time during the night, there was nothing else. And so I woke up, but then I felt my contractions starting about 5 minutes apart, lasting maybe 30 seconds or so. So my midwife came and listened to the baby and had a chat with me. And she said, yeah, I think this is the beginning of it, of the big adventure. Just take it easy. Do what you want to do, like fill yourself up, and I'll be back later today, or I'll just give you a call later on. So after that, I went for a walk with my husband and my dog around the area, and we spend a lot of time out in the sun. I did some yoga movements, some stretches, and yeah, just tried to fill up myself mentally, physically, and just enjoy that time before, because I could still do anything pretty much. It wasn't that intense.
So it was just early, early hours of just being with the little contractions coming and going and starting the journey.
And I was so excited. I prepared, like in my mind, it's sort of been like a home birth preparing for it, because it's something new, and you read up and you get help from your midwives and your husband. So it sort of prepares like for a big day of a competition or a marathon or something, and then you're so excited and everyone's there to support you, and the big event is here, and I'm meeting my baby, and I was just so excited and so happy to be home.
Beautiful. So you kept on doing things throughout the day, and then what happened? Did you come closer to the evening? What happened then?
So my midwife came back during the day, but nothing had really changed. So just try to sleep, and I'll touch base, of course, in the morning, if not during the night.
Yeah, right.
But so far, just do what you're doing and enjoy the time of being at home. Everything looks fine and baby's happy. So the next day, sort of the same thing. But then she did an internal exam, and about five centimeters.
Okay, so after around 24 hours, you were about 5 centimeters the morning after. So you'd been in early labor for about 24 hours. And that's good, though, getting to 5 centimeters. You'd done some progress. And by this time, were they still kind of lasting, only around half a minute and every 5 minutes? Or what was going on?
Pretty much the same in that regard. So it felt sort of like some were stronger for a period of time, and then it sort of eased off again. So I thought, now it's happening, it's getting stronger, and then it's not. So my mind was like going back and forth, of course. Now it's happening, and then is it not, but still trying to stay in moment and just enjoying, and of course focusing on each contraction and each breath and what was happening. But I did, my midwife did a lot of different exercises with me, lunges, just different things to open up the pelvis and trying to get the baby to move further down. She did Rebosa as well. So I remember a lot of uncomfortable exercises during the contractions. Breathing at the same time and be still in this position. Ouch.
It sounds like she wanted to help your baby to align and get into a good position so that the head could put good pressure on that cervix to open.
Exactly.
Because sometimes you can go in early labor for a longer time and the contraction can be a bit further apart, like every 5 minutes, and just stay there because your body's still trying to put baby into a good position so the big action can happen. And so the best thing you can do then is actually doing positioning. And midwives, many of them have good tricks for that.
I remember we did some dance moves. I even had them on video. Because my husband, he tried to take, and my second midwife when she came later on, they tried to take photos and videos. So it's so nice to have.
That's nice to have. Yeah, beautiful. Okay, so you were on your second day here, still in early labor. Early morning, and then what? How is the day progressing? How are you feeling? What are you doing? What's happening?
So I'm getting more and more tired mentally and physically, and going from doubting myself in the process to, of course, I can do this. This is just what it is. But since it's been going for a while, me and midwives and my husband, of course, had a discussion of, how are we feeling? What's happening? How is the baby? How are you? What are our options? And what do we want? How do we want to move forward? And of course, most important thing is safety for mommy and baby. And we were both fine. I was just tired. But I could still feel that I wasn't exhausted. Because then I would just be, let's go to the hospital and I need help. So it wasn't like that. So I used essential oils. I kept movement, resting. I had a medicine ball.
A Pilates ball.
Yes. Yeah. That's probably the correct word. Yoga ball, Pilates ball. So bouncing on that and doing different, nice movements that could sort of really help the body and the lower back, because I felt quite a lot of pressure in my lower back whilst my baby girl was trying to find her way down.
Yeah, it sounds like she potentially could have been a bit posterior if you had a lot of back pain.
Yes, she was.
So that explains why it was a bit of a longer early labor, and that your body really tried to turn your baby before it even could really kick on, and the proper true powerhouse labor kicked in. Yeah, that all makes sense now. Okay.
Yeah, so the water helped a lot. We had a birthing pool in the living area. And my dog was beside that, or she was wherever I was, pretty much.
Nice.
Giving me
dog door.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, exactly. So when later that night, my midwife said that, okay, the options now pretty much are you get some sleep. That means we need to give you something that helps you sleep. And they know that I prefer to keep everything natural and didn't really want to pop any pills or anything like that. But the other option is to go into the hospital now whilst we still have time to not go in a rush. Mm. So that was the discussion towards that evening. And yes, so I said, yeah, let's give me something to help me sleep that night so I can rest up a bit. Mm. So I got a couple of hours in at least. And when I woke up that day, my contractions were definitely strong because I couldn't sleep. They woke me up otherwise. So, yeah. But I did get a couple of hours. So I did feel refreshed, energized that morning a bit.
So what was it that they gave you?
They gave me antihistamine and Panadol.
Okay. So that gave you 2 hours of a bit of rest and felt a bit more energized than that.
Just to recharge a bit.
Okay.
And so the next day we had I felt better, but the contractions were still not getting stronger or moving forwards anymore. Mm. And my water hadn't broke still. So the discussion was then, should we break the waters here at home or should we go in and do it at a hospital? The hospital was only 5 minutes away, which was definitely a feeling of safety for me. If we needed it, it's really close by.
Yeah.
So I said, of course, it's up to the midwives what you want to do. Like if you can't do it at home, I mean. Mm-hmm. I prefer to try at home before we go in. And that's what we did. So they popped the waters and that flushed the water. When that came out, I could just feel my baby, I'm finding my way down.
Right.
So that really, really helped. So that after things got way more powerful and happening.
Oh, brilliant. So sometimes
that gave me new strength.
Yeah, sometimes that can really help. Breaking the waters just potentially can help that head just really firmly, get onto that cervix and put some good pressure through good application on that cervix and open. And that will increase the strength and the length of the contractions as well. So cool. So then by then did you feel like there was a ramp up in the contractions? Did they get stronger and longer?
Yes, they did. Mm. Yeah, they get stronger and longer. And also the pressure on my lower back increased. Right. So that pressure took a lot of energy mentally and physically. So they said that the option for this, besides heat packs and massage and essential oils and those things, are sterile water injection.
Yeah.
And so that's what they gave me, a little knife in the back. I screamed like, ah! 20, 30 seconds of just pure pain. Way more painful than giving birth.
But then
for the next 2 hours, I could just focus. Okay, I can feel what's going on with the contractions.
So it just makes... You.
It helped me so much. So I actually did it twice.
Great. So even though it was a little knife in your back twice.
Yes. My husband was like, are you doing it again? So I need it. Otherwise, I need it. And
that's great.
Yes, that helped a lot. Mm. Mm. And living in Australia, it's even if it's night or day, just going outside, fresh air, that helped me so much as well. Just those things, the little things. Makes such a difference. And I remember a little trick that gave me extra energy was coconut water in the freezer, just sucking on a little ice cube. That really gave me extra strength.
Wow.
And so, sniffing essential oils, my husband came with different little smells. I was like, oh, I'm alert again. I'm excited. Yeah.
What kind of essential oils did you use?
Different ones that uplifting, like orange and lemon.
Mm.
That's energizing too.
Yeah, energized, uplifting, because I didn't need like lavender or.
No, you needed something to pick you up and keep you going.
Yeah, that was really.
So, okay, so your waters are broken now. You're in well-established labor. It's cranking up and it's in the morning. What then?
Then, so this is daytime. Yes, yeah. So I'm using the pool as a pain relief. Oh, yeah, loving the water. Yeah, being in the water and just different positions for the contractions. So the... As the time goes, I can definitely feel, okay, it's getting stronger and stronger, and they're coming, the contractions are coming more regular and more often. So let's get down to business, pretty much, with my midwives. This is happening. Mm-hmm. So they just said, yeah, you just work with your body, you and the baby, you've got this, we're here. So I was in the pool, my husband was in the pool with me, and then he was out of the pool. I was different positions and just feeling like, okay, this is happening. Every breath and every contraction is really moving the body closer, baby closer down and closer to coming out. But I still couldn't get 100% comfortable or feeling like finding my position in the birthing pool. So my midwife suggests, let's go to the bathroom and see if that feels better.
Do you want a natural birth, Mama? Then a natural birth course might be for you. Do you see birth as a rite of passage and an important and transformational event that you'd like to feel fully empowered in meeting? Are you, like many other women, realizing that it is time to take back your power as a birthing woman in the birth space and birth your baby your way? Would you like to feel calm and confident as you birth your baby with all the tools you need in order to meet the labor sensations naturally and be ready, body, mind, and soul? Do you deeply down know that your body was made to birth your baby and that you have all the inherent power and inner wisdom to do so? Are you looking for holistic midwifery wisdom and guidance to assist you and give you all the evidence-based information you need in order to feel fully sovereign in your decision-making around your pregnancy and upcoming birth? Then the Natural Birth Course is for you. Find out more at thenaturalbirthcourse.com.
So I squatted down in front of the bathroom, in front of the toilet, and my husband was supporting me behind me. Mm. And about 45 minutes of, I wouldn't say pushing, but the actual body, I see it as my body's, it's like the feeling you have when you're vomiting, like you can't stop it. The whole body's just moving up, but this time the whole body's just moving down. You just follow along, try to follow along and just try to breathe and still have the strength left, even though I was exhausted. But yeah.
Mm. So you were sitting or you were squatting. Were you squatting for 45 minutes? Was that just the position you ended up in and you were comfortable squatting?
Yep.
Wow.
Because I did a lot of, I did a lot of squats, both yoga, just knowing how important their squat position is and can be,
right?
Both for labor and so during pregnancy I was a good squatter.
Right, brilliant, because that's a tough position to hold naturally by yourself for that long.
But with support from my husband,
right,
so I sort of, he grabbed a lot of weight off me as well. So it wasn't just me full on squatting, I was in a squat position. Yeah. So my legs started to tremble a bit.
Yeah, I could imagine that.
So yeah, beautiful. Yeah. So your partner was, or your husband was supporting you from behind and you were squatting. Could you feel how your baby moved down inside of you?
Yes. Yeah.
And can you tell us about that? Tell us about that as the head came closer and the crowning. How was that for you?
Sort of unreal. Yeah, my midwife was saying, you can actually feel your baby now. And yeah, so that's what I did. I felt the head, the top of the head of my baby with my finger. And that just made it so much more real. It's like, okay, it is a baby.
Wow.
And she's coming. And it's just, yeah, such amazing. And from that, of course, gives you even more strength, like strength that you don't really know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just so close to. So feeling the baby and then, yeah, just letting the body work its way down until you can see a little head.
And did you experience the crowning? Did you feel that what's called kind of the ring of fire?
Yes, I did. I think even looking back at it, because one of my midwives had a video going. I didn't really know until afterwards, so that was like a very happy surprise. And she was actually saying that as well. Like, oh, now it's the ring of fire.
Oh, she was telling you, yeah.
Short and sweet. Like, it's very short period of time where it's that intense, that ring of fire.
Yeah.
But the breath is just so powerful.
Right. So you use breath to help ease the baby's head out?
Yeah. Yeah, and then knowing that when that there's no rush when the baby's head is out, it's not like, oh, you have to push, hurry up. It's not like that. It's just like, okay, let's breathe, slow down, let the body do. Because, yeah, you can't push the, well, you probably can, but it's such a different pushing when your body is just having a little contraction rather than from the real push. Instead of wait until your body's like, whoa. The power of the body is just amazing. Deep focus on my breath, focus on slowing down. Deep breath. Just slow it down. What do you feel? Oh, and since I'm squatting position, it's like, oh, look down. I can see the baby's head.
Mm-hmm.
And then slowly, because her shoulder was a little bit stuck. So my midwife came and helped her with the rotation before coming out.
Right. Still squatting.
Yes, up on mommy's chest. And yes, both me and my husband started crying and she's here. And she, baby started crying. And she didn't really have any vernix or anything like that because she was, yeah, so ready to go. So beautiful and healthy. She just, oh, yeah, happy in my arms. Like, oh, beautiful. It's unreal, that first sort of moment. And then since it was such a long labor, my midwife had said before that they didn't want to leave the placenta to take its own time because that could cause bleeding with that prolonged labor. So I don't remember the name of the injection they gave me. And yeah, they gave me that so the placenta would come quite quickly.
They gave me some Syntocin in their leg.
Yes, that's right. And we put the placenta in a bowl and just stay there for quite a while. So no measurements or weights or anything like that focused. We were just, mommy, daddy, and baby. I stayed in the bathroom for a bit, but now they helped me into the bathtub. And then we moved into the bed. And it was, so nice just to be home and then being able to, okay, let's move into your own bed.
Yeah.
And feeding and, really, really nice to just be able to be in your own home and your own bed.
Beautiful. So let's dive into your second birth, which was in a tiny house.
My second girl, she was born 8 months ago. And as you said, in a little tiny house on wheels. So the actual room for the pool, it sort of just fit. So we did the measurements because there's a standard pool and there's also a smaller version. And I thought that we had to have the smaller version for the mini pool, but we didn't, which was good. We just fit the big one and we could just walk around it. So that was perfect. And with a rainwater tank and solar panels, I did check with my midwife to make sure that everything was going to be okay and working properly and all of that. But we prepared for it. We knew that we were in a tiny house, so that was all good. And this is our house, our home. Before that, we had rented, so this is felt even more special because it's your own home. Mm. Yes. So with my baby girl, Freya, she was 41 and a half weeks. That's when she started to make her way. So I woke up that morning just knowing that, okay, something is happening today. I can feel it without feeling anything physically. I just felt it. And a couple of weeks before that, because she had been in, she wasn't in the optimal position, so I went and saw an acupuncturist. And that was also one of the most amazing experiences. Like, I could feel how my baby moved so strongly. Mm. So, yeah, that's definitely something I recommend. Because my midwife asked, like, either she sort of suggested to go to the doctor and had it to have her manually moved. And I was like, oh, I want to try acupuncture first. And yeah, wow. Amazing. Yeah, so we went for a walk that day as well, like most days. And then early labor came on that evening. And it started with little contractions. So we started with a timer and it was 5 minutes apart, and between 5 and 7 minutes apart and around 30 seconds each time. So I called my midwife and let her know. And she came over and had a listen and had a checkup, and all was good. So things were definitely happening. And she's also mentioned several times that the second baby will be so much quicker than the first, at least half time, but at least definitely quicker. So I was like, okay, this will be short and sweet. But it wasn't really. It was quite long as well. I think I just enjoy the process so much. So I intentionally make them long because I do find them, it's such a special time that you experience very few times. Yeah, not many times in your lifetime for sure. So yeah, I really enjoy them, even though there's a big challenge mentally and physically. Mm. We had my first daughter was around 2 and a half at that time. And so we put her to bed in the evening. And then my midwife came later on to do another checkup on me, see if I'd progressed or how I was feeling. And it was pretty much the same. I hadn't really progressed much. So we just waited till the morning. So I slept on and off. I know some people can sleep through contractions. I'm not really one of those. They sort of wake me up, but I'm still half asleep. So I definitely get some rest as well. So that morning I woke up super early. Mm. So I walked down and saw the sunrise and just walking, but stopping on the way for my contractions, leaning against a tree or just trying to really immerse myself in nature, filling up on Mother Earth and all her good energy. And yeah, then my midwife came back, and this time we let our daughter, she stayed with a friend to have a play date. So the plan was that she was going to be here for the birth, be with us for the birth. But saying that, it was quite long. So that following night, my daughter slept with her friends whilst my baby girl was born 3 a.m. the following night.
Oh.
Mm. So, yes, sort of similar to the last labor, slow progress, sort of keeping that early labor for quite a while, doing lots of different positions to sort of help baby get down, acupressure points, using homeopathy, and yeah, trying different things to sort of help it along. It felt like we were stuck. It's like, is my baby stuck? Or I was sort of starting to doubt myself and the process.
When was that?
That was that second day.
During the second day, you started feeling a bit.
Why? Yeah, because it was, it's 5 minutes apart, 30 seconds. Mm. It's they're not strong and painful, but they're still like exhausting. They're still tiring. Yeah. Like every 5 minutes, 24/7. Like, so what's happening? And my midwife is like, "You're doing a great job. You are doing it." And I remember me saying, "Like, am I? Am I really? You are doing it. You are laboring. Am I?" Yeah. Like really, really questioning myself in a way that I didn't the first time.
Right, because you were expecting it to be shorter and you were expecting it to be different, but you labored kind of similarly. So that second day before that evening when you did give birth, when did it shift and how did it shift?
So a few different things happened. We had discussions again, of course, how we're feeling, if we need to go to the hospital or not. This time the hospital was 40 minutes away, which was a bit more than, of course, the last time. But baby was doing fine. So everything was going well. And my midwife said, what I can do is sort of stretch the cervix. Yeah, so she sort of is, yeah, that's what you want to do, or keep doing what you're doing. But I said, I'm getting exhausted. I need to do something, otherwise I won't be able to do it on my own. Because at that point I was like, I just feel like I need someone to pull the baby out of me. I'm tired. But at the same time, I knew I had the strength in me. So she said that, do you want me to do the membrane sweep? I was like, yes, let's do it. And she did. And after that, things progressed a lot. And with that, the same sort of period, my midwife said, okay, let's all of us go outside, go hug a tree, go ground yourself, barefoot on the ground, and just tune in and really ask yourself, can I do this? And then when I came back, she's like, can you do this? And I was like, big sigh, and then, yes, I can. And then she asked my husband, can she do it? Do you believe that she can do it? Does she still have strength in her to do it? And he was like, yes, she can.
Oh, beautiful and support. Like,
let's do it. Because I know that she said otherwise, because you're quite far in labor now, so if we go, you need an ambulance, and you might even give birth in the ambulance on the way because it's 40 minutes.
Okay, so she had done a stretch and sweep, so she knew how far dilated you were?
I think that was 8 centimeters.
Okay, and what time was this?
And this was afternoon, evening. The contractions were quite strong. And I was like, I can't be still. I kept moving. Like some people know, can lie down on the side and just breathe through being still. I could not. It's like walking, swaying, stretching, doing dance movements, like just keep moving, because that just felt so much better for my body. So I was like, okay, no, I'm having this baby at home. I'm not gonna be strapped in a car. Like I can't do that. So this is what we're doing. Let's do it. So when she did that sweep, I went in back in the pool. And my the membrane popped, like a big pop in the water. And after that, it's like, boom, I felt like, oh, she just came into place. And I was like, because my second midwife had gone out to the car to have a rest. And I said, okay, we're having a baby now. I could just feel like, okay, this is happening. And after that, it was so quick.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so within 30 minutes, like contractions came. Okay, we're moving down. I can feel like bearing down movements, which was just made all the difference, rather than just feeling stuck and not moving forward. So when I could feel that, I was like, okay, this is easy. I've got this. Things are happening. And I could clearly feel my baby's head inside of me as well, with my fingers, because in the pool, I was, every time I was doubting, it's like, oh no, it's not happening. I did an internal exam myself and just, I can feel her, it is happening. It's just very slowly, because I could feel the head for quite a while, because I think she came down and a bit up and down.
Which is normal and natural.
Yeah.
But it sounded like you said the waters popped and then it was half an hour later your baby was born. So that's not very long.
No.
No.
It's not. It was very quick when it happened. And this time it was in the pool. I was in the pool, same as last time, just trying different positions, finding my way, listening to my body, trying to work together, trying to connect with baby. It's like, how do you want your mommy to be? Like, in what position and what works for you and those things. And same thing, I just, the squatting position. I was a lot on my all fours, on knees and hands. That felt quite good as well. But then the squatting position just felt like the most help with gravity and from my body. So this time I was squatting position in the pool whilst my husband was behind me outside of the pool. The water was so nice to just have as a support, and just made it so much smoother, it felt like. So this time I really felt when my baby turned inside of me, like head coming out and then really rotating, and it's just unbelievable. And same thing, just pausing that when the head is out and I could see the head, and that's sort of when you just want to, oh come on, push the baby out, and then pausing and just letting it be until the body wants the next wave of contraction to bring the baby out. Just in awe of the body completely. It's amazing how it works so well. But we did have a little, as the cord broke on the way up. We didn't know it was on the way up. That we found out after watching the video again. Mm-hmm. We just knew that, oh, the cord is broken, but then baby was fine and everything was fine. It was just that shock that happened.
Yeah, so the midwife needed to clamp the cord pretty quickly there to make sure.
Yeah, so no delayed cord clamping, unfortunately.
Yeah, that sometimes can happen, especially in the water. It's a bit of it's not that common, but it can happen. It is a risk in water. But so you caught your baby, did you? Or did the midwife catch your baby?
We, both of us.
Both you and the midwife?
Together. Yes, and my midwife did it together. And then up on my chest again. Little Freya was born. Amazing feeling again. And she was, vocal quite straight away. Since she came out of the water, she wasn't, because my first one had blood on her head, and because she was born in a room, so it's way more, of course, I'm not excluding blood and other things around whilst in the water. It's like a clean baby coming up on your chest. And we didn't know it was going to be a girl or a boy. So we're like, oh, is it a girl or is it a boy? It's another girl. And then same thing as last time with the long labor and the cord breaking. I got the Syntocin injection, and so placenta came out synthetically. But that all went smoothly and quite quickly. So me and the baby stayed in the pool for quite a while. Well, not quite a while, because we were getting a bit cold, but definitely for a bit of a time. And then because that was another thing that I was a bit unsure about, because we have a sleeping loft in our tiny house and quite high steps. I didn't know after labor how able will I be to walk up those and back down and things like that and crawl into my sleeping space. But that worked all fine, and I didn't tear anything. And just again, so amazing to be home in your own house and just feel the support of everyone around you. It's like really a team effort, even if, of course, the mother's body is doing most of the work is just, you can't do it on your own. Well, I can't, maybe some can, I don't know, but support is so important. The right support.
Yeah.
The right support is so important.
Beautiful. Mm. So if you had a first-time mama in front of you right now, who's about to have her first baby, what advice or pearls of wisdom would you gift her?
The number one thing, the main thing, is just trust your body. Your body knows exactly what it's doing.
Mm.
That's, yeah, the main thing. Just not losing the trust. That's so easy to do in this time of day. And this world we live in, it's like there's big lack of trust, both in the process and in the mother's ability to, and the body. It knows exactly what it's doing. Like, it knows how to grow your baby. It knows how to birth your baby.
Yeah, it sounded like you really were challenged both times to really trust your body with these really long early labors, and your baby's not really in the right position, and your body really having to work hard to get them in position, really trusting that drawn out process that you had, which is not that uncommon, especially first time mamas, but you were graced with it twice. Do you have other pearls of wisdom to gift us?
Support yourself with the right people that you trust and that you feel comfortable with, because it's very hard to be in the space of giving birth physically and emotionally, mentally, if you don't feel safe, if you don't feel like you're listened to, that you are the most important. It's not all about, of course, safety of you and the baby is number one, but it's not just the physical safety, it's actually everything emotionally, emotional support. So really preparing, I'd say really good advice. I would say so important, preparing beforehand.
Yeah.
Really choosing people that resonate with you and really you're on the same page and you know that you can. I think.
Yeah. Beautiful advice. Thank you so much, Christine, for sharing your two natural birth stories and for the pearls of wisdoms that you brought to this interview.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. If you love this podcast, then please share it. Grade it on iTunes and leave a comment. If you want to connect on social media, you can find me on Facebook as The Spiritual Midwife or on Instagram as the_spiritual_midwife. Thank you for listening.